ways.
Each evening next week at 10:45 on BBC Radio 3.
And of course our Free Thinking Festival continues tomorrow and includes Private Passions at midday and the choir at 4 o'clock. At 5:30, Words and Music explores poetry and prose on the theme of this year's festival, Who's in Control? Words being by Shakespeare, Dickens, Sylvia Plath and Wordsworth. And then at 6:45, the Sunday feature, still on the theme of Who's in Control?, argues that Henry Ford's introduction of the assembly line at his Michigan car plant in 1913 marked a decisive shift in the relationship between man and machine. A.L. Kennedy speaks to workers, sociologists and psychologists to explore the impact of the production line on everyday life. So that's our Free Thinking Festival continuing tomorrow here on BBC Radio 3. Now it's 6 o'clock and time for Jazz Lineup, presented this week by Julian Joseph.
Hello. On today's show, the second installment of concert music from emerging trumpeter Laura Jerd and her quartet recorded at this year's Brecon Jazz Festival. The melodic sounds of young trumpeter Laura Jerd, and stay tuned for more from that concert set later on the show. Plus, Kevin Legendre is here for this month's Now's the Time feature and has unearthed another classic from recent history. What have you picked for us this month, Kevin?
It is John McLaughlin's My Goals Beyond, a virtuoso guitarist, as you know, but I think first and foremost, a piece of really important spiritual jazz sounds like this.
And more from Kevin and that classic album later. First up, a three-horn group featuring the Brothers Cohen. Annette is on clarinet and tenor saxophone. Avishai is on trumpet, not to be mixed up with the bassist, another family Cohen. And Yuval is on soprano saxophone. A horn-only unit with no rhythm section usually consists of at least four horns. But these guys bring their own signature to this kind of playing and definitely rise to the challenge of being only three. Although a few special guests up the ante to a quartet. This is Blueport. Thank you. Blueport from the brothers known collectively as the Three Coens from their fourth and latest release, Tightrope, just out on the Azic label. Well, from the sensitive swinging counterpoint of three family horns to music looking deeply into how the Black Church affected jazz. Drummer Jamie O'Brown is on a mission to reconnect audiences to the idea of music beyond just entertainment and how it serves and uplifts communities. He's studious, sincere, learned, and proud of the gospel and jazz heritage. He includes authentic gospel vocal recordings and recontextualizes them in an uncompromised sound of the music. Something like this.
This world is a mean world to live in, to stay in. This world is a mean world to live in, to stay in. No mother, no father, no sister, Lord, no brother. This world is a mean world to live in, to stay in. Sometimes you got to go so hard. Sometimes you got to go so hard to live in, to stay in. No mother, no father, no sister, mom, no brother. This world is a mean world. We'll be right back.
Drummer Jamie O'Brown and Mean World from his new album Transcendence out on the Motema label. And Jamie O visits the UK and plays the EFG London Jazz Festival on the 19th of November, playing the XOYO Club. Well, from the drummer's chair to a trio led by bassist Matt Ridley. George Hart is on drums and John Turville has the piano chair. The album also features the sound of the oud on two tracks, and saxophonist Jason Yard expands the group into a quartet, like on this track called Homage to Kenny Wheeler. Thank you. The Matt Ridley Trio, featuring the soprano saxophone of Jason Yard on Homage to Kenny Wheeler, from the album Thymos, out now on the Whirlwind Recordings label. And you can catch Matt in action on Thursday, November the 7th at St. George's in Bristol, where he performs with the Darius Brubeck Quartet, Kind of Brubeck, a special program of music by Dave Brubeck, hosted by Darius Brubeck on piano, with Dave O'Higgins on saxophones, Matt Ridley on bass, and Wesley Gibbons on the drums. And Matt's trio are also playing on Friday, November the 8th, at the Capstone Theatre in Liverpool. And also on the bill is saxophonist Jason Yard. And Matt and Jason also play The Hive in Shrewsbury on November the 9th, Jazz at the Albert in Bristol on November the 10th, Fleece Jazz on November 15th, and the Maltings Theatre in Berwick-upon-Tweed on November the 20th. Next up, a vocalist who has all the musicians buzzing with comparisons to the true jazz vocal giants. A quote from Stephen Holden of the New York Times says, "If anyone can extend the lineage of the big three, Billie Holiday, Sarah Vaughan and Ella Fitzgerald, it is this 23-year-old virtuoso. Her name is Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, and this is Woman Child."
Thank you. on her feet, wondering where she'll go when her time has come. Good she'll never know until she comes undone.
Cecile McLaurin-Salvant and Woman Child from her album of the same name, out on the Mac Avenue label. That big bass you heard is that of Rodney Whittaker. Herlin Riley is on drums and Aaron Deal is on piano. And Cecile plays Whitley Bay Classic Jazz Party on November the 1st, 2nd and 3rd in Newcastle. And if vocals are your thing, you might want to check out gigs featuring singer Zoe Schwartz with the Rob Coral Quartet on Thursday, October the 31st at the Hamworthy Club in Wimborne. Plus, Scottish vocalist Kathy Ray hosts her Cats Club on October the 31st at the Queen's Hall in Edinburgh, featuring Graham Stephen on guitar, Paul Harrison on piano and organ, Mario Caribe on bass, and the current young Scottish Jazz Musician of the Year, Corrie Dick, on drums. This show will feature songs from her latest album, Lucky, which was premiered at this year's 2013 Edinburgh Jazz and Blues Festival. Another gig worth checking out is by saxophonist Stan Salzman, Tuesday, October the 29th, at the Spotted Dog in Birmingham. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3, with me, Julian Joseph, on FM, online and on digital radio. Coming up next, our regular monthly feature, Now's the Time, with Kevin Legendre, where Kevin picks a classic album from recent history deserving of appreciation and reverence on our Now's the Time portion of the show. Kevin, you've picked John McLaughlin's My Goals Beyond. Why this album?
I think because it's largely overlooked in his canon. As you know, he's one of the great guitarists in jazz, and he's recorded a lot of music. If you think about the whole history of Mahavishnu, Shakti, and his work as a sideman as well with Miles Davis and Wayne Shorter, etc., etc. And this is one of those albums that has just slipped through the cracks. And I think there are two really important things about it. A, it is a work of spiritual devotion. Mm-hmm. My Goals Beyond is a title that's very meaningful. It's about offering the soul, offering energy to the higher forces, to the one that he believes in. It's dedicated to his guru, Sri Chimnoy. And the other thing about it as well, which really struck me when I came back to it recently, is that this is a very, very unusual album in terms of its structure. When it starts, you think it's a group album, and then halfway through, it turns into a solo guitar classic album. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that really, really struck me. I didn't pick up on that the first time I listened to it, I think because I was focusing so much on his playing. It's kind of two albums in one. You know, these first two opening tracks, we're going to listen to the opening track in a minute. It's a beautiful group session, as it were, with a fantastic collection of players. And then the way that it just shifts into John McLaughlin solo, virtuoso guitarist, halfway through, I think is really, really daring, and it really works.
This is Piece One. Thank you.
John McLaughlin and Piece One from the album My Goals Beyond, the choice of Kevin Legendre for our Now's the Time feature. And Kevin, it's interesting because it's a precursor to things that are going to come, okay? Mahavishnu Orchestra is about to be born. And in this bringing together of people like Ayeto Morera, we've got Charlie Hayden, we've got Jerry Goodman, and Billy Cobham. You've got the germination of what's going to turn into the Mahavishnu Orchestra. And it's funny because in the solo pieces, which we're going to get to, you hear just glimpses of what the future is going to be musically.
It's really interesting how this basically distills some of his history and preempts what's about to come. Mm. I think in terms of the musicians, it's really interesting that we've got this intersection of, as you rightly point out, Mahavishnu and Miles.
Yeah.
Ayeto, Dave Liebman
on
soprano saxophone and flute, and Ayeto, all part of Miles' aggregation of musicians. And then the kind of icing on the cake, Charlie Hayden from Ornette's group on double bass.
Yeah.
So if you think about it, it's a super group.
Mm.
And the fact that they all gel so well, I think, is testament to... They must have been on the same page, both musically and in terms of just how they were feeling the whole spirit of the piece.
And what I really love is this openness to the musical concept, because later on the music becomes very specific and very intellectual on in one sense, but he manages to combine both. And it's great because...
So emotionally charged as well, though.
Absolutely. Well, this journey is a journey that happens to all the groups of the period.
Mm.
Happens to Herbie Hancock's group with the Mwandishi Band, which becomes Headhunters. It happens with Weather Report, when you see the way its first incarnation and how it develops in and gets to eventually the albums that become famous, Black Market and Heavy Weather and so on and so
forth. Happens with Chicks, Return to Forever.
Return to
You've
Forever.
The unfolding, the development.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it is. It really is. It sounds like a cliche, but it is the journey, both musically, stylistically, conceptually, how you can take a point of departure and then just go in these different directions, which I can't stress it enough. You know, if you sit down and you listen to the album, it takes you to one place, and then when you're not expecting it, it's that left turn into something else.
Well, we're going to go into his version, her solo version of Mingus's classic tune, Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. A fantastic piece of music, anyway. And what is it in particular that brings out something special in this record, Kevin?
Two things. The whole point about Goodbye Pork Pie Hat is that it's a dedication. It's a lament, so it's the tune that Mingus wrote for Lester Young. So to play the piece properly and convincingly, you have to understand that it's one soul reaching out to another, and it has to have that depth of emotion and that sense of really missing somebody who's no longer there. So it's a melancholic, very wistful piece, and he captures that brilliantly in his playing. From a technical point of view, what I think is really important is what he does with the whole sound of the guitar in terms of creating that lament. At times it feels as if he's turning it into a mandolin, like these very, very thin pinch sounds that he uses in such a focused way. You imagine his touch on the fretboard being so precise, almost as if he's creating like a violin orchestration, a string orchestration. So it's very, very precise. And his use of dynamics and volume, the way that he hits the crescendo around the middle, just rises very, very slowly, but hits that peak in such a powerful way without losing control of what he's doing, I think is very, very impressive.
And it's all about the melody. It's all about the tune. He stops in the center just for a small interlude section that basically moves over a couple of chords. But he returns to the melody.
The restatement of the melody, again, which you're not expecting. In fact, his solo is relatively short, and the variations
are
quite...
It's not about the solo.
They're quite minimal.
Yeah.
He's really keeping that sense of the theme driving everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's have a listen anyway. This is Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. ¶¶ John McLaughlin's 1971 album, My Goals Beyond, the theme of today's Now's the Time. And that was his rendition of Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. Beautiful piece of music. Well, we change the mood now, Kevin, for a piece called Philip Lane. And it sounds like somebody's name, but it's actually a dedication to a road in North London.
Which is good for me because I live in North London. And funnily enough, I live just off the Philip Lane. Oh, I won't give you any more information than that. Okay. So this, I suppose this has a personal resonance for me. Mm-hmm. What I'd say about this piece, again, when I came back to it after not having heard it for many years, I thought, what's he doing with that kind of rustling sound in the background? It's him playing guitar. And there just seems to be this breathy, whispering sound. And I thought, that's the cymbals. Mm-hmm. It's either him or maybe Cobham who's just playing the cymbals as this really, really lovely rising breath around the guitar. And in terms of an arrangement for a solo instrument, well, there are two instruments. Again, it's just very, very imaginative. How many times have you heard a guitarist play with nothing but cymbal accompaniment? Mm. It's a very, very unusual approach to creating a sound canvas. And I think what he's probably hearing in his head is, or what he wants to hear, is the cymbals being used as some additional voice. And when you have cymbals played with a real lightness of touch and a real precision, you do get that vocal quality. And I love the way that he brings it out in this piece.
Well, he certainly brings an atmosphere to it.
Absolutely.
And I think also the way it's structured, in a funny sense, I've just sort of peeped it. It's like the inverse of what we were listening to on Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, because right in the center, there are these really specific and beautiful chords and this oasis in the middle of all the chugging and everything.
The space.
He changes the space.
Yeah.
And it's almost like that's the important bit sandwiched in between the two bits outside. Importance, of course, is how anybody listens to it. But in a funny way, it creates almost the opposite of what we heard in Goodbye Pork Pie Hat.
Yeah, the contrasts are really striking. I mean, the other thing to mention as well, for people who don't know the record, just to put it into context, is that you also have the spirit of Bill Evans running through this record. Yeah. I think that's really important. Mm-hmm. There is the reprise of Blue in Green, which Bill wrote for Miles. But there's also a really, really lovely original piece called Waltz for Bill Evans. So the sort of impressionism and the subtlety and the lightness of touch that we associate with Bill Evans, I think that's another one of the guiding forces that's apparent on this record as well.
Yeah, his admiration for great artists, and particularly the artists in the field of jazz, is unabounded. And it's lovely to see because it comes out in such an original way.
He knows the history, he knows the players, he knows the kind of resources that he should go to achieve his goals, and he does it.
Well, thank you for bringing this phenomenal album to the fore and recognizing the great John McLaughlin. Kevin, your enthusiasm and appreciation for My Goals Beyond. Let's have a listen to Philip Lane. John McLaughlin and his composition Philip Lane from My Goals Beyond, ending this week's Now's the Time appreciation, and my thanks to Kevin Legendre for choosing this music. And for fans of John McLaughlin, he's joined by tabla master Zakir Hussain for their Remember Shakti performance at this year's London Jazz Festival. It'll be on Thursday, the 21st of November at the London South Bank Centre in the Royal Festival Hall. Well, Hull has its own jazz festival, which runs from the 22nd to the 24th of November. Each day has a different focus. On day one, there's a folk and world music feel. Day two focuses on the saxophone. Jean Toussaint plays with Keith Loftus and Pee Wee Ellis with drummer Ginger Baker's Jazz Confusion. The final day features The Voice and Hull's Freedom Chorus and the excellent Christine Tobin and her band. And for more information, check out the jazz lineup page via the Radio 3 website. Plus, jazz fans will be excited to hear bass superstar Dave Holland returns to the UK for a show at Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club in London on November the 2nd. And Jazz Lineup will be on the road, recording a set by the BBC Big Band featuring Australian multi-instrumentalist James Morrison at Sevenoaks School on November the 6th. And we'll also be recording this year's London Jazz Festival with a special show at the Claw Ballroom featuring Empirical, Bennett McLean, and surprise acts to be announced. That's at the Claw Ballroom at 2 p.m. on Saturday the 16th of November. Entry is free and one to mark in your jazz diaries. For information on all of the aforementioned dates, check out the links on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, on FM, online and on digital radio. Mulatu Astatke is an Ethiopian jazz legend who has close musical ties with Britain going back many decades. An artist of international renown, his working band has many recognisable names from the London jazz scene, including drummer Tom Skinner and trumpeter Byron Wallen. And now he releases a new album, Sketches of Ethiopia, on an international label for the first time. This is Asmari. as Mari from vibraphonist and percussionist Mulatu Estatke's brand new album, Sketches of Ethiopia, out now on the Jazz Village Harmonia Mundi label. Well, from a veteran to a relative newcomer for our concert set today by the Laura Jerd Quartet. The Trumpeter was recorded at Brecon Cathedral as part of this year's Brecon Jazz Festival. I remember being drawn into her fragility and strong melodic sensibility when I first heard Laura about 2 years ago. She's been winning awards for her playing and writing and is co-founder of the Chaos Collective, created to support her musical endeavors. Her quartet features Elliot Galvin on piano, Tom McCready on the bass, and the current Young Scottish Jazz Musician of the Year, Corrie Dick, on drums. The second of the two pieces you're going to hear alternates between a staccato pulse and looser feeling, heightening the sense of drama as the band develops the music. The first piece respects the musical space and grows and expands through the trumpet and piano solos to a balanced and satisfying conclusion. Both pieces are composed by Laura. The first piece is Happy Sad Song, followed by Oh So Beautiful. This is the Laura Jerd Quartet.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Laura Gerd Quartet, recorded at Brecon Cathedral on August 11th as part of this year's Brecon Jazz Festival. And for all the titles played on tonight's show, check out the playlist via the Radio 3 website. And you can catch the Laura Gerd Quartet perform at the Hidden Rooms on Sunday, November the 3rd in Cambridge. Featured in Laura's band tonight was the current young Scottish Jazz Musician of the Year, drummer Corey Dick. And there's more exciting news as the winners of the Scottish Jazz Awards have just been announced. So congratulations are in order for singer Alison Affleck, saxophonist Conor Wisniewski, the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra, and our very own Keith Loxham, former producer of Jazz Lineup, who picked up the award for services to jazz. And picking up a Lifetime Achievement Award was Glasgow guitar legend Jim Mullen. And incidentally, Jim was the first musician Keith booked for Jazz Lineup. So let's have a listen to Jim Mullen in action from the 2003 album Rule of Thumb. This is Nova Scotia. Jim Mullen and Nova Scotia from the album Rule of Thumb, out on the Jazz Print label. Dave O'Higgins was on sax, Lawrence Cottle on the bass, and Ian Thomas on the drums. And you can catch Jim Mullen with his organ trio on November the 2nd at the Sage in Gateshead. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, on FM, online, and on digital radio. We'll be right back. Tenor man Don Weller's major surgery, and do you believe it, from their just reissued 1976 album, The First Cut. Bruce Colcutt was on bass, Tony Marsh drums, Jimmy Roach on guitar, and Don Weller on the saxophone. The First Cut is available on the Next label. Well, that's almost the end of the show, but remember, plenty more jazz with Jazz on 3 on Monday nights at 11. This week, jazz features music from New York trumpeter Peter Evans's Zebulon Trio, recorded live at the Vortex. And on next week's jazz lineup, I'll be joined by award-winning Irish vocalist Christine Tobin for an exclusive play of a brand new recording featuring her version of Music by Leonard Cohen. To sign off with tonight, something just released from former EST bassist Dan Berglund's Ton Brockett project. They visit the UK in November with dates at the Forum in Kentish Town on the 14th, the Ruby Lounge in Manchester on the 15th, Vicar Street in Dublin on the 16th, and Glasgow's Oran Mór on the 18th. From their album Nubium Swim Trip, this is Closing. From me, Julian Joseph, till next time, bye-bye.
Was Closing by Ton Brockett, ending this week's jazz lineup. The programme was presented by Julian Joseph and produced in Glasgow by Sushil K. Dade. And for more information on Jazz Lineup, just go to the programme page via the Radio 3 website. Jazz Lineup will be back next Saturday evening at the usual time of 6 o'clock. Well, tomorrow night's live concert brings Brazilians to the Bridgewater Hall in Manchester, the Sao Paulo Symphony Orchestra. You may remember them at this year's proms.
The Sao Paulo Symphony Orchestra making their debut at the proms, conducted by Marin Alsop. Lots of people absolutely fascinated. The hall completely packed this evening.
I was amazed, surprised. It just feels like a land of opportunity.
We have a very, very individual way of playing, and somehow it just works.
The first Brazilian orchestra to perform at the proms. And in Radio 3 live in concert this weekend, the Sao Paulo Symphony Orchestra is back in the UK playing Bernstein and Mahler, together with a new orchestral fantasia on the Brazilian national anthem. Tomorrow night's concert live on BBC Radio 3, starting at 7:30.
Half past seven, oh, just gone this Saturday evening, and time now for this evening's Radio 3 Live in Concert. It's from the Barbican in London, and it's introduced by Petroc Trelawney.
Good evening to you. Gaelic wit, elegance and charm suffuses tonight's concert by the BBC Symphony Orchestra. Appropriately, a great French musician leads our programme, Mark Minkowski, best known as an early music specialist, but tonight introducing a quartet of works from the 20th century. Later, Ravel capturing the magic of childhood in his Mother Goose Suite, an intense elegance and brilliantly coloured orchestration on display in Albert Roussel's Third Symphony. Before those works, David Cadouche and Guillaume Vincent are soloists in Poulenc's Urbane Double Piano Concerto. Right now, though, not an orchestral player in sight on the platform in front of me. Instead, making their way on stage, 24 members of the BBC Singers. We're going to open tonight's concert with Poulenc's powerfully searing wartime cantata, Figure Humaine. There's a wonderful sense of this work returning home because it was the BBC Chorus, precursor of the BBC Singers, who gave the first performance in March 1945. The piece is a setting of eight poems by Paul Éluard, the surrealist writer who became one of the chief poets of the French Resistance. His words, written during the early years of German occupation, are a testament to troubled times. The verses were delivered secretly to Poulenc by resistance messengers. Poulenc then crafted a piece that, in his words, could be prepared and printed in secret and then performed on the long-awaited day of liberation. Settings he produced are magisterial. Mark Minkowski conducts Poulenc's Figure Humaine.